Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful, and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. It's my pleasure, as always. Broadcasting live from Chicago, Illinois, that is. Like there's another one, right? And we're at the Hyatt Regency, which is where the 1,500 people who are part of or who are supporting the Small Business Development Center folks across the country. The Association of Small Business Development Centers is whooping it up on behalf of their counselors and small businesses today, this week, and we're here to, once again, I don't know how many years we've been doing this, helping them celebrate what they do, and we're going to keep doing it because they do great work. Cliff Innicott is our guest, folks. He's with us now, and he knows the SBDCs. Our discussion is not necessarily going to be part of what I just said, but he certainly knows about them because he knows about the folks, a lot of the folks who help out small business owners like SCORE. Cliff, by the way, is author of eBay Sellers Tax and Legal Answer Book, the eBay Sellers Tax and Legal Answer Book. He is an attorney, and he's also an online specialist, and he's our good friend. Cliff, welcome back to the show.
Jim, it's always a pleasure, man.
It's good to have you back. I was just mentioning that you're pretty familiar with the organizations, and there are a number of them out there that really help small business owners.
And I'll tell you something. These guys are my heroes, Jim, in a very big way. I've been working for years with SBDCs in New England and SCORE people virtually around the country, and it's a marvelous thing that they do. Education is the biggest challenge that small business owners have. When most people start a business for the first time, they're going at it totally cold. They've never been trained in this. No one told them how to do it. They really need a lot of handholding, and the people that provide that handholding deserve a lot more credit than they get from the government and elsewhere.
Exactly right, Cliff. I couldn't have said it better. And here's the thing, and I'm going to throw the Chambers of Commerce in there too, because they do a wonderful job trying to help small business owners. A couple of things. All SCORE counselors are volunteers.
Right.
The SBDC counselors are paid, but everyone I know, and I know hundreds of them, everyone I know could get a better job somewhere else tomorrow, but they choose to do what they do, receiving the pay of a small business development counselor, which nobody ever got rich doing that, I can tell you that.
Every
chamber professional I know could get a job doing something else, but they choose to work for chambers, and it's just these are great people. But I want to come back to the education thing you mentioned a minute ago, and thank you for bringing that up. You said that the biggest challenge they've got is education, but what you didn't say correctly is that there's not much education out there. There's a lot of stuff out there that small business owners could take advantage of. They just don't.
They don't. I mean, partly because they're too busy, which I can certainly understand. There's an old saying that the all small business programs are on a weekend because that's the only time you can ever get these people to show up. Sundays is the only time they have to attend programs, unfortunately.
Well, I don't agree with that old saying, I think people would be surprised. Anyway, go ahead.
But I'm just saying that either they're too busy or what's worse is they don't know where to begin. I think they don't know exactly what they need, and they don't know if a program is relevant to them or not.
I have another angle that I'd like your comment on.
All right.
I think that they're so afraid that there's something really, really important that they need to know and they don't know, and that thing that they don't know is fatal, almost could be fatal, and I think learning for some small business owners is almost like not wanting to go to the doctor to find out if you have cancer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I would buy that, Jim. I absolutely would. I think you're right. They're afraid of what they might learn.
Yeah.
I've been doing programs for lawyers every year, and they always tell me, one of the very first programs that I did for a continuing legal education program for the New York State Bar Association many, many years ago, my mentor at the firm told me, Cliff, whatever you do, don't tell them anything they haven't heard before, because it'll scare the bejesus out of them. and you're exactly right. I think that's it. They're afraid of that, and that's why sometimes in my presentations I got to be careful. If I'm presenting new information, I have to do it in a way that's here's something you've never heard before, and nobody has ever heard before. I got to sort of qualify it with don't beat yourself up. This is something that nobody knows, so don't feel bad.
Yeah, don't feel like you're behind the curve because you didn't already know this. This is brand spanking new stuff. I just thought of it this morning.
Right, exactly. That's it. You're getting the benefit of this before any of your competition does. That's the message.
And don't tell anybody.
That's right.
Exactly right.
But you got to do that sometimes because people, it's true, they are absolutely afraid of new information, and I think that's a big part of it. But really, I mean, there are a lot of unsung heroes in this area, and this is obviously one of my catchphrases. One of the greatest tragedies of our education system, Jim, is that we don't stress business education more than we do.
That's exactly
at all grade
right.
levels.
But we are making progress in that area. We just need a lot more. We got a long way to go and need a lot more of it. Hold on to that thought. Cliff Inico, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest. He's the author of the eBay Sellers Tax and Legal Answer Book. He and I will be right back. We're going to talk about marketing your business online right after these messages. Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. Don't forget to check those out and use them to your advantage. We built them for you. All you got to do is go there and use our stuff. No barrier to entry. You don't have to give us a password or anything else. You don't have to give us your email address unless you want to subscribe to my newsletter, and then we need that. We'll need your email address to be able to send that to you. smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. Cliff Inico is our guest, Enico, if you're Googling him, the author of the eBay Sellers Tax and Legal Answer Book. Cliff, tell us where your book's available and tell us how we can find you.
Oh, well, my books are available anywhere books are sold, like either online or in bookstores anywhere. I got a whole bunch of them out to talk about, building a successful business. And the good news is it's not all legal and tax stuff. I actually talk a lot about how to market yourself when you run your own business, because isn't that the key to success, Jim? I mean, if I had to describe the biggest difference between working for yourself and working for someone else, it's that when you work for yourself, marketing is job one. Whatever else you call yourself, whatever else you do, you are the salesperson in chief. You got to make that revenue line, that top line happen.
That's right. There's a little Sunday school song that we used to sing called "This Little Light of Mine, I'm Going to Let It Shine."
That's right. That's all about marketing.
And so if you got a business, you got to let that light shine, don't you?
Yeah, you sure do. And especially nowadays, because I'll tell you, it's much more challenging now to market a business because of the Internet. The Internet's been part of our lives for 12, 13 years, Jim, but we're still now only beginning to grasp what it can do for us as business people.
We're just now realizing the kind of tool that it is, aren't we?
Yeah, it is. And there's been a lot of misinformation over the years. I mean, 10 years ago, we all thought that by putting banner ads on our website, people would just flock to us. And, of course, that didn't happen.
Yeah.
And now we're beginning to recognize, the power of the search engine. That's what Google is all about. I mean, those guys made a $10 billion business out of that one simple insight.
Right.
But it's challenging because there's so many new things. I mean, every time I open my newspaper in the morning, there's some new thing out there that I have to know about. There's social networking. There's Web 2.0. There's Google. There's YouTube. There's this thing now called Second Life where people can build to sort of, create, dummy people called avatars that walk around and, act as billboards, These are the sandwich men of the 21st century, those avatars.
When
the guys that walk around with the sandwich boards,
Eat a
Joe's, lunch special, right? This is nothing ever changes, Jim. It's just the technology, that's all.
What is the best way to market our... Give us some 1, 2, 3 fours on how to market a business.
Here's what I call it. It's a three-step process, and I call it building the octopus. Okay. Step number one is you got to build a killer website. That's number one. That hasn't changed in 15 years.
What does that mean?
Okay. What it means is, number one, every business has to have a website. There used to be that there are some businesses that could do without one, not anymore.
Did you know that 50% of small business owners still don't have small businesses still don't have
do websites? Not have their own website, which is a tragedy because
that's preposterous,
for two reasons.
Isn't it?
And for two reasons. Number one, you know, everybody expects that you have one nowadays. When I meet somebody at a networking event or whenever that interests me, the first question is, what's your website? I want to check you out. And if he doesn't have it, that's awfully embarrassing. The second thing is, and this is something that, that's so obvious most people don't realize it, Jim, there is only one place on the entire Internet, only one place where you can sell stuff and keep 100% of what you make, and that is the stuff that you sell on the web. That's the stuff that you sell on the web, from your own website. That's it. And, I mean, there are places like eBay, Yahoo, Amazon, where you can sell your stuff, but they're all going to want a piece of the proceeds. They want a piece of the pie. The only stuff that you can sell and keep 100% of the profit is the stuff that you sell from your own website. So I call this building the octopus. You build a website first, and then you start building tentacles that grab your prey out there in the ocean and draw it toward your website. Your goal, ultimately, is to get as many sales as possible of goods and services off of your website, because that way you don't have to share it with anybody else.
When you say killer website, though, you know, when I think of that in the 21st century, the well into the first decade of the 21st century, you know, you got to think about having a website that's approaching, if not already completely at what's called Web 2.0, the kinds of elements in Web 2.0. It's got to be search engine optimized 100%, doesn't it?
Yeah, it absolutely does. But when you talk about killer website too, you got to have stuff that's really cool and compelling going on, because you want to get retreat business. I love that song you played during the break, "Will You Love Me Tomorrow?" That's perfect. To think about it, because you don't want to just get a customer today who buys one thing and then never comes back. You want
that's
people
right.
checking you out. You want people coming back around. Hey, I wonder what Cliff Enico has that's new. He always has such cool stuff.
Yeah.
You know, that's what you want. So you want to have stuff that's cool and compelling and that brings people to your website, and you got to have content on there. You can't just have stuff up for sale. You got to have, you know, stuff. You talk about the stuff that you sell. Become an expert in it. Get stuff on there, because that's what the search engines love to see. Search engines are looking, you know, constantly. They have these software tools called spiders or bots that troll the Internet 24/7. What they're looking for is new content. They're looking for something they haven't seen before. So if you put up a website and you don't do anything to it for a year, you're wasting a lot of time, because the search engine spiders have passed you by at that point. They're saying, there's nothing new over there. CliffEnico.com, he never changes his stuff. You know, you got to keep it up to date, and there's got to be always stuff in there that's interesting, because that's what gets the search engines, the spiders' attention, and gets you to the top of the search engine rankings.
Well, absolutely, and that's one of the, and that's when I talk about websites that are close to Web 2.0. Those are websites that are designed to allow you to change things easily without having to hire somebody and pay them a fortune just to change a couple of words.
Oh, you're not kidding.
It's got to be like that. Stand by, Cliff. We've got to take a quick break, folks. We're going to be right back with Cliff Enico. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm broadcasting live from Chicago, Illinois, at the Association of Small Business Development Centers Conference. Stay with us. We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Having a great visit with our good friend Cliff Enico. We're talking about marketing your business, your small business, online. By the way, Cliff is the author of many books, including the eBay Seller's Tax and Legal Answer book and many others. Cliff, give us your website one more time and tell us how we can find the rest of the books.
Well, real easy. It's CliffEnico.com, which is my name. It's CliffEnico.com. Or just Google that name and then stand back and you'll see all the 10,000 things I'm up to these days.
There you go. And there's only one, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, Cliff, let's go back to marketing the business. What do you think is the biggest what's the biggest bang for the buck to online? To marketing your business, is it keywords, buying keywords on Google? You know, what's the first thing you can do?
Let's put it this way.
Low-hanging fruit.
there's all kinds of stuff out there, but the biggest thing I always tell people, Jim, is this: the internet is marketing on the internet is time intensive. It takes up a lot of your time to do this stuff, to build this octopus with the tentacles that are out there grabbing people and driving them to your website. I mean, if you're selling at retail, you want to have an eBay presence. You want to have an eBay store. If you're selling CDs, books, information products, you should have an Amazon presence, what they call an Amazon affiliate relationship. And a lot of these places will do some search engine work for you. But to me, the key is simply to have killer content on your website that is what I call cool, compelling content. See, with the three C's, cool, compelling content. It has to be interesting. People these days want to be entertained, Jim. They just don't want to be sold anymore.
The thing about that, though, Cliff, I'm a content guy. That's how I make a living, just like you. But
that's
the
right.
Average small business owner, when you say put content up, it's worse than giving them homework.
Yeah, well, it's true. But there are places, though, where you can get links to other people's stuff, and you can borrow. People always ask me for my column. I write a weekly column for Creator Syndicate. People are always asking me to put my column up on their website, which I'm always happy to do, and I never charge for that. I'm happy for the exposure. There are places where you can get content from other people that you can put up on your website, which is helpful. But you said the thing. This is time. This is homework. You have to spend time doing it. In any business, Jim, I think if you're not spending at least 20-25% of your total time on marketing activities, you're doing yourself a disservice. You're not spending the amount of time on that key activity that you should be doing.
Is this something that a small business owner could hire a college student who's majoring in marketing or something like that? Hire them.
Every local community college these days
would this be something you'd recommend?
The answer is yes. I mean, every community college has an internship program, and these kids are all into computers. They're all into the web. And, of course, they're willing to work for minimum wage, which is nice. You're giving them beer money, which they always appreciate. But there's two things I always tell people about that. Number one, this is not a professional. You're hiring an 18-year-old kid.
Yeah.
You know, he doesn't know. He may know all there is to know about Google and Facebook, but he doesn't know anything at all about your business. So
Right. You're
the one who's still got to ride herd on this person and make sure he's doing the job that's right for your business.
Make sure that the message that he's crafted so well actually is a message that fits with what you do.
Yeah. The second thing is you got to watch out because a growing number of states now are passing laws, labor laws, like wage and hour laws for student interns because there's been a lot of abuse in this area. Unfortunately, some people like to use student interns as slave labor.
Right.
And you can't do that. In this country, at least, you can't do that. So be careful. California just passed a law a couple of years ago that limits the number of hours, for example, that a student intern can work for you during a week. You can't just give the kid a pack of Diet Coke and say, here, go crazy and have him work pull all-nighters and stuff like that, at least not in California anymore. So there are states that are passing laws in this area. But by all means, get technical help. But remember, it's your business. You're the one that's responsible for the marketing message. The more content that you can create, blogs are a beautiful thing for this, by the way. I'm actually having a blog put on my new, having a new website put up right now, and I'm putting a blog up where I can put my column up and people can talk back to me and I can talk back to them.
Now that's 2.0.
That's 2.0, and I'll tell you, some things work and some things don't. My bottom line message here is know who your marketplace is. If you're selling stuff to teenagers, if you're selling, if you have a music company and you're doing rap CDs or something like that, where teenagers are your biggest market, you've got to do a lot of the Web 2.0 stuff because that's where the kids are. They're on Facebook. They're on YouTube, and this is where all that stuff is. I mean, by all means, do a little video of your band and put it up on YouTube.
Web 2.0 is nothing if not collaboration.
It's exactly right.
And networking.
And that scares a lot of people, too, because it means you're not completely in control of what happens there.
Yeah. Now we come back to that learning thing, right?
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
You know, and also, if you're doing a blog, you know, these people can talk back to you. If you do a Facebook profile, you know, you can sell your stuff on Facebook, but your Facebook friends can also ask favors of you.
Right.
I got to
wrap it up. Thanks for being here. Good job today.
Thank you, man. Listen, we could do a whole show on that.
Cliff Inico, ladies and gentlemen, at cliffinico.com. He'll be back, I promise. Me, I got to go just for this hour, though. I'll be back in the next hour. Got a lot more to come, a lot more exciting stuff as I continue to broadcast live from Chicago, Illinois, at the Association of Small Business Development Centers Conference. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and you, as you know, this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.